If you have a base in a second or maybe even a third language, it's often really hard to improve your skills without speaking the language with some regularity. That's something the people at the Voice of English-Speaking Quebec often hear themselves from both Francophones and Anglophones. And as of this July, they'll be twinning French-speaking and English-speaking Quebecers in a new program. Denise Cahy is coordinating the twinning program, and she joins me in studio. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
So how does it all work? How does everyone come together?
Well, what happens is we've already put out the questionnaires, and those are on our website, veq.ca. And basically, they'll come and they'll send their questionnaires in to me, and I'll look at their level of French or English. And it doesn't necessarily have to be their first language, either one of them, but they'll put down what their level is, and we'll pair them with the opposite match. So,
okay.
For example, if someone's beginner in English and their first language is French, then I'll match them with somebody who is advanced in English but beginner in French. And that way they're forced to speak both languages rather than one person coming in being completely bilingual, the other person barely speaking one language, and then they'll kind of only speak their original language. So those who are completely bilingual will be matched with people completely bilingual.
You've given me a questionnaire right here, and it says to circle your level of English or your level of French, beginner, intermediate, or advanced. How do I know if I'm beginner, intermediate, or advanced? Because people are often really hard on themselves.
Right. And I'm sure we'll have a few times when people are coming in and they're saying, well, I am beginner, and you'll have different levels of that. But we figure we'll let them come up with what they feel. So if they feel very comfortable in English, then they're not going to put down that they're beginner. It's something that we will have to deal with, but that comes up with every questionnaire that you do. There is no real response to what level you are unless you've taken a course.
Will it always be one-on-one?
No, actually, each month or on a monthly basis, we're going to have an activity. So our first activity, what we're looking at is having a barbecue, and we'll invite everybody there. That's when they'll be matched with their person. You'll say, okay, this is your partner.
Okay.
This is the person that you will be working with, but definitely go out, speak to everybody. It's for individuals, couples, and families. We have a lot of families signed up, and we have a lot of individuals signed up. We have a few couples as well, so it's going to be interesting. And on the questionnaires, it also asks that you put the ages. So mm-hmm. If you have very small kids, then we'll try to match you with somebody with very small kids as well.
So anybody is invited to participate, no matter their language level in either language, or if Spanish is their first language or Portuguese is their first language and they're trying to learn English or French.
Right, exactly. And we do have, it's funny because we do have a lot of people that are from Europe, from Africa, from all over the world, and of course, North America. We have people who their first language is German and whatnot, but they're also, they put down what they can do in the two languages that we're speaking with, and we'll see how it goes. If it's possible at one point that we can match somebody who wants to practice their German with somebody who wants to practice their English, then we will.
That's what I was just thinking.
At this point, we're looking at
English and French.
But
it could go on and on into all sorts of other languages that we have in the city.
It most definitely could. And the other thing that's really interesting is we have all ages signed up at this point.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of senior citizens that are signed up as well. So that's going to be fairly neat to see how that goes.
You're having events as a group, and then people are encouraged to go off on their own and to practice at a cafe or
That's exactly how it is, because people are going to know their own schedule. And again, on the questionnaire, that's another thing that I had put, whether they want to meet on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, or a biweekly basis. And that way I can match somebody who is more available with somebody more available, and they can work it out together.
You're English speaking?
Yes.
How did you practice your French? Who did you speak to when you first moved here?
So that's the reason I came here, was to learn French and to speak French. And I'm sure that's a lot of the reasons why people come here. But I was kind of forced to speak it because I moved with my sister. And she had, the rule where, okay, you're here to learn. Thus, I'm not speaking English with you.
So she spoke to you in French the whole time.
She did, which was a little awkward at times, too, because just for people listening, it would be something different. But her roommates were French, and I integrated into her life. So although it probably wasn't extremely easy for her at times, when her little sister's going everywhere with her, but it was perfect for me, because when I went out to clubs or when I went out to play sports or whatnot, I was completely integrated into the French world.
But that's the whole idea. It's hard to practice if you're not forcing yourself into a situation where you're part of a sports team or part of a club of some sort. So this is really forcing people to do those language exchanges.
Exactly. And the other thing is when you come to another province, even if it's not in your own language, it's fairly hard to meet people. But when you come into another language, then where are you really going to meet people other than work? You don't have that chance to go out and meet everybody, so we're giving them the opportunity.
VEC is the big force behind this, but the city's also involved?
Right. It's funded by the City of Quebec, the Department of Canadian Heritage, and Citadel Foundation. And there are two other projects under it. One is orientation sessions for employees, and the other is lifelong learning, which is for seniors. But it's kind of neat because the orientation sessions, I will actually go into a business and sit down and speak with a bunch of people who are English-speaking or want to find out about the English services in Quebec, and we'll explain to them what's out there. So it's not necessarily things we're doing, but it's just to put the promotion out there of things that are in Quebec City. Exactly. Because there are a lot of things available.
And just getting your hair cut as someone who speaks no French at all can be very intimidating.
Exactly. And we do have community directory, which is helpful for that as well, because it does include all English services. So if you're looking to get your hair cut, or if you're looking for a dentist, yeah, because medical is not easy in your own language, so try doing it in another language. It's really difficult.
So how do people sign up or reach you for all those and more?
Yeah, they can go to our website for information, which is fairly simple. It's veq.ca, so www.veq.ca. Or they can call me, Denise Caughey, 683-2366, extension 225.
683-2366, extension 225. Perfect. Right. Well, thank you, Denise.
Excellent. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Denise Caughey from the Voice of English Speaking Quebec, and she's organized this twinning program between Francophones and Anglophones in Quebec City. And as you heard, if you want more information, head over to the VEC website, veq.ca, or give her a call, 683-2366, and she's at extension 225.